So that's how Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah. Marafuna b'shem Rabbi Yimya to Rabbi Shmuel. And how Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. To Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein oimer bo min Asuria. The barley that you use for the bring the carbon oimer cannot even come from Surya. Even though Surya is right outside Eretz Yisrael, and with the Rabbanan that has certain dinim like Eretz Yisrael, but since Lamaitz is not Eretz Yisrael Mamish, you can't bring the barley from Surya. So that's what our Mishnah also holds like that. Tamon Taninan, we learned in another place, we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, that Asara Kedusha saying, there are 10 different types of Kedushas in this world. Eretz Yisrael, Mekudeshes, Mekol HaRotzes. Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha than any other land of the world. O Mahi Kedushasa, what's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Shemaviyen Mimena Ho'aymer Babikurim. That's from fruits, from the barley here, that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, that's what you bring the Oymer from. Who adim the Bikurim? That's what you bring from any one of the Shiva Saminim that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to bring Bikurim. The first one that's grown, you bring it to the Kain. O Shtei Lechem, who adim the mincha we bring on Shavuos, only comes from the new wheat that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. Ma'ashein Mavien Kain Michol HaRotzes. That these you can't bring from any other place, only from Eretz Yisrael. And so this Brice also, this Mishnah also, Reb Chiyah B'Shem Reb Yirmiyah, to Reb Yishmuel, this Mishnah also goes according to Reb Yishmuel. To Reb Yishmuel, Amr Reb Yishmuel, Shittur is, Eino Eimeh Bo Min HaSuria, that you're not allowed to bring the barley for the Korban Eimer, even from the land Syria, which is right outside Eretz Yisrael. Even though Medir Abundant has certain demon like Eretz Yisrael, still you can't bring it. It has to be brewed from the barley grown in Eretz Yisrael itself. Tamon Taninen, we learned over there, Yishalmi and Shvius. We have Yishmoel Oimer, another drusha. Ma Chorish Rishus. Just like the Torah says on Shvius and on Shabbos, you're not allowed to plow. So plowing, there's never a mitzvah to plow or anything. So the Torah says you're not allowed to plow, which means you can't plow Rishus. For your own private usage, you can't plow on Shabbos or on Shvius. Is Af Ketzir, the same way the Pesach says you can't cut off wheat or tefuah on Shabbos or on Shvius, I'll tell you Rishus. You're not allowed to cut off something for your own private use. Mashenken yotzok tzir oimer shu mitzvah. That Mashenken, when you want to cut off the barley to use for the korban oimer, which is you're cutting it now le mitzvah, because you have to cut it off le shema, le shem mitzvah oimer, it could even be done on Shabbos. That's his drasha. That, oh, what's also to do on Shabbos? A harish and a ktsira. I mean, just like harish is always a rishus, such a cutting off is also on Shabbos. But a cutting off, that's a mitzvah, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Yeah. Rabbi Shmuel kidaite. Rabbi Shmuel goes according to Yeshita. To Rabbi Shmuel, kidaite to Rabbi Shmuel, the Yomar, he says, Ein oime bo min Asuria. That, as we're saying, now all these three halachas we learn together is like one shita. They're all Rabbi Shmuel, and he's saying it all because of one svara. That Rabbi Shmuel said the oimer cannot come from Syria. In other words, the barley for the carbon oimer has to dafka be grown in Eretz Yisrael. Kedaita goes according to shita. The yomer that he says yotza ketzir oimer shu mitzvah. That there's a mitzvah to cut off the ketzir. It's a special mitzvah to cut off this barley shem mitzvah oimer. Yeah, there's a goes according to Shita, that, like, you have to cut it off only from tefuah grown in Eretz Yisrael. So, Mamonashach, on Shariah, the seventh year, there's an issue, not allowed to be cut, you're not allowed to cut off tefuah, like, to act like it belongs to you. So, Behechrich, though, you're allowed to cut off the barley for the Oimer, because the Oimer has to be from barley grown in Eretz Yisrael. So, what do you do the seventh year? There's also Mitzvah Oimer. So, Behechrich, you're allowed to make a Tzirah on Shariah. So the same way you let him make the ksira on Shavuos, who would then you let him make the ksira on Shabbos also? In other words, ksira shel mitzvah is not bechlal this iser, not to cut on Shavuos and not to cut on Shabbos. That's only ksira shel rishus. But a ksira shel mitzvah, just like the hechra, it has to be done on Shavuos, the seventh year when you bring the korban oimer. According to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, it could only be brought from pears grown in Eretz Yisrael, and in those pears there's tam nisa ksira, but l'shei mitzvah it's mutter, who would then on Shabbos also it's mutter. Morman Tano Shomrei Svichos B'Shvius Neitlan Schar Metrumas Alishcha. Who's the man the Yom and now Mishnah that says that these shoyim, these watchmen, that on Shviyas have to watch the barley to make sure it's left over to be used for the korban oimer, gets paid from the Trumas HaLishcha. Who does it go like? Rabbi Yishmael. It goes to court Rabbi Yishmael. And you have to watch it. If it could come from Syria, so you don't have to watch it, you don't have to pay the guy altogether. But since it has to only come from Eretz Yisrael, on Shvius, the only way to get it by having somebody watching it, so you're allowed to pay him. It's in Kormei, it says here. But this is according to the time, Shem Yisrael, Shem Yisrael, let's go to Trumas HaLishcha. The Kasha, Hegdish, no, let's go next command. Right. Omri Rabbi Yossi, Divrei Hakli, he says, no, it could go according to everybody, our Mishnah. What's going to be in a case, Stam, let's say you know this year in Syria, like a Chutzlaritz, there's no barley. So as in a case when Chutzlaritz, you know this year, all the barley got ruined. So the only place in the world that you have barley growing is in Eretz Yisrael. So in such a year, Bezdin is going to have to make a watchman watch the barley here to make sure nobody uses it up. It should be left over for the Eimer. So in such a year, they get paid from Trumas HaLishcha. Shetzol, Hein Eimer. Now for the more, Mal She Yizra Betchila. What's going to be on the year of Shvius? It comes out now, there's a mitzvah to bring the Omer, and you have no barley growing in Eretz Yisrael. In whole Eretz Yisrael, no barley is growing this year at Shvius. What the Shavar is, Mal Sheyizri Betchila. Are you allowed to go down now and plant the barley in Eretz Yisrael in order to have the korban Omer? There's a good b'frat of course, Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that you not have to bring barley from Eretz Yisrael. In the seventh year, in a case that nothing is growing, are you allowed to be over the Avera now of planting Shvius? Planting in Shvius is a mutter or not, but serve the Korban Oimer. As Rechi of Arada, Boyi Kumi Rabbi Mono, Loi Nimtso Kekoimet Ale Shirayim Shem Necholim. He wants to say a swar, it's no good, because of Monashach. Since you're not allowed to eat this wheat, this barley now, the barley that's grown on Shvius that you planted, you're not allowed to eat it. So what do you want to say? You want to use it for the Oimer. Now the Oimer is like a mincha, that you have to take a kemitzer out of the Oimer, you put that on the Mizbech, and the Shirayim is edible. Here, the Shirayim left over is not edible, because I'm having Issa Shvius on it. So, anyway, you can't use that barley for the Korban Oimer. Because the Korban Oimer has to be, a Korban Mincha has to be, you take a Kemitza, you take a handful, and you say to the Kemitza, that's not the Shirayim, the leftover is edible. But here, because of the Issa Shvius, you're not going to be able to eat the rest over. Look, anyway, it's not a good Korban. Omalei said, that's not a Kasha. Omalei, I tell you, Nasek Echamisha Dvorim. It's like five things we have in the Gemara Psochim, Shein Boyim Betumah. There are five types of Kabonis Tzibur. That the Klal is, but Tzibur is Dechuyah Betumah. Even though the Tzibur is Tomei, you're allowed to bring it Betumah. V'ein Necholim Betumah. But nothing there is allowed to be eaten Betumah. The only thing you're allowed to eat Betumah we had was the Korban Pesach. And the place that Rov Klaius was Tomei, that you could bring the Korban Betumah, there's a din was you're even allowed to eat the Korban Betumah. But all other Kabonis Alokhar is, you're not allowed to eat the Betumah. So what's going to be now if the Oimer is brought betomei? When the Oimer is tomei, so you have a right that's a carbon seed you're allowed to bring a betomei, so you can make the kemitza, put it on the mizbeach, but the shirayim is not edible because it's tomei. So you see, there are cases that even though you can't eat the shirayim, still the kemitza helps. Here also, even though this year you had to grow it on shvius, that you're not allowed to eat the shirayim, but so what? Lamaisi, you bring the carbon Oimer. So Khuri Paskins, you're allowed to plant the wheat, the barley on shvius, in order to have to bring the carbon Oimer. Merkates to the Waisa. How do we do now that the Mishnah says the Shomim, the watchman, gets paid from the Trumas HaLishcha? Is Naito Moyes Min HaShachoni. While the watchman Metchil is watching the wheat or the barley, he takes money from a Shachoni, from a regular exchanger, from a bank. He gets money. For Naito and the Kaitrim. And we give it right away to the people that cut down, or the Shomim, the people that watch it. Achela Yikra, Hoimer. Up until they're about to bring the Korban Hoimer. Or Mevia Moyes, now. When they have the Korban Oimer already, the final barley, now Mevi and Mois Metrumas HaLishcha, they take out money from Metrumas HaLishcha, or Mechal and Olav. And the Mechal now, this money from Metrumas HaLishcha, they say, we'll Mechal it. We'll let this barley now have a Din Kedusha, and the money goes out to Chulin. So therefore, now that the money is Chulin, the value of how much this barley is worth, that value goes to Chulin, and that's the money we'll pay back to the Shechoni. That's the way we do it. For the Gemara, but Toivas Kain, is that a good Eitza? And the Chura, the Kasher is, a mall, you'll have to pay the workmen more than what the final barley is worth. Like Lamashal, they're going to have to watch barley. How much they're going to have to watch? A lot of barley. They're going to have to clean a lot of balling. They're going to have to grind up a lot of balling. Because in order to bring the korban omer, you only need a little bit balling, but it has to be pure balling. Like avadi, you watched much more, and a lot of it you've thrown away, and only what you bring for the korban omer itself is the last purified balling. So kura, what you have now, that's only worth $1. And all the work they did was worth $5. Because you have to put a lot of work into it to get this $1 worth of volley. So it's no good. Like they got paid already $5 for the work they did. And now if you want to be mechalal the money on of the Trumas Alishchan on the final product, the final Omer, this volley, right before it's used, you'd be mechalal it now, it's not worth so much. So how could you pay them much more money? We don't pay them more money. We only let them take at the beginning as much as the volley will be worth at the end. Rabbi Yaakov Hashem, Rabbi Bo, no, as much as the barley at the end, right now, b'shas the korban omer is worth, it's only worth $1 right now, that's how much money the shomrim, these workers, could get. They don't get fully paid from the Trumas HaLishchan, because you can't be purchased so much money. You only get paid the final product. Martonim learned the same thing. After Pischi Avonim, the people used to chop up the stones to build the Beis Hamikdash with it. Kate said away, so how did they get paid for their work? At the beginning, when they started to work to cut the stones, to hack them out of the mountains, they used to get paid for mishchoni from the exchanger. They gave it to the people that hacked out the stones from the mountains, or the sosim, the people used to chop it down to make it nice. Up until they were about to take this final stone and put it on the place in the Beis Hamikdash where they're going to use it. When they're about to take this final stone to use for the Beis Hamikdash, now, Navy Mois Matrumas HaLishcha, they took out the Hegdishtika money from the Trumas HaLishcha, and they were Mechal, they said this money now, this Kaddish, should become Chulin, and this stone should become Kaddish instead of the money. For the Gemara, the same Kasha, but Tavis came to this a good Eitzah, the same Kasha. The guy has to work to hollow out 20 stones until he finally gets one stone to give over to the Beis Hamikdash. So he had to work 2 days, he's supposed to get $20 for that. And the final stone that's given over to the Beis Hamikdash is only worth $5. So how were you allowed to pay them $20? The final stone right now is only worth $5. See, if you're only going to be mechalo right now, the value of this stone on the Trumas HaLishcha, how could he get paid so much? The same Terence Mitaka don't pay him so much. And the Gemara, Bei Rabbi Bun, B'Shem Shmuel, Kol Ma Sheyitein, anything right now, the value of the stone is given over right now, Hein Hein Domehot, Mishor Rishoina. That's how much money is going to get paid at the beginning. Witaka don't give you full wages. You only get Lafida Maskona, how much this stone will be worth. That's how much you get from the Trumas HaLishcha. So the Mishnah. Poro Visoyer Hamishtalech. Hey, it's the Paraduma. The money you needed to buy the Paraduma, or the money you needed to buy the Seyer Hamishtalech on Yom Kippur, even though this was not the Shechita, this wasn't Shechted altogether. And even though the Paraduma was not done in the Beis Hamikdash, still, it was taken. The money was taken from the Trumas HaLishcha. The Loshen Sos Haris, and this red piece of wool that you put around the Paraduma, also bought you the Trumas HaLishcha. It was bought from the money of the Trumas HaLishcha. And the Korban Eidah says, Af Agav the Pora Eino Nishchotes Bazora, the Shechita wasn't in the Azora, of the still bought you the Trumas HaLishcha. The Chates Kayer Rachmoni, Hat Hashem, Chates Tak Korban Tzibur. Oseir Meshtaliach, aye, that's also not a Korban Tzibur. Why do we take the money from the Trumas HaLishcha? Lefish Yitzarach Likash Shnei Sirim. At the beginning, you have to take 2 goats. V'en Yodeya Al Ezem Yem Yal Agar L'Hashem. You don't know which one of the goats will come out to be L'Hashem. So Metchil, you buy both of them from the Trumas HaLishcha. V'loshen Shozorius, Shnei Telat, this red string, Shemashlichen Al Teich Sreif HaSaporam, that we throw it into the burnt ashes of the Paraduma. V'uadin Le'etz Eros, the Ezoiv, all the inyonim of the Paraduma you buy from the Trumas HaLishcha. El Nokad Loshin Sozorius Levad, Lechalak Ben Loshin Sozorius, Zeh Loshin Sozorius Mashloyach. That by the Purim, the Loshin, the red wool, was bought from the Trumas HaLishcha. Mashenka for the Sayyar Mashloyach was not bought with the money of the Trumas HaLishcha. We'll soon see why not. So this was bought from the money of the Trumas HaLishcha. Now, Kevesh Purim. The Paraduma used to walk it over to the Har HaZeisim. So they used to have a special bridge from the Beis Hamikdash to the Har HaZeisim. The money to build the bridge, where did that come from? Who had then v'kevesh aseir mishleich? When the person used to take this aseir mishleich out to the tzoit to be thrown out, used to be a special bridge to walk that aseir there. So he explains the Korban Eidah why. It says, kevesh porum. Shai oisen shnei gishon, they made two bridges. Ze agav ze, double bridge they made. Mivnei kever atoim. They didn't want any mace that was buried underneath it to be matam with a paraduma. So they always had like a mechitza between the pora and underneath it. Mehar habayis, the har mishcha. Mamash from the har habayis up until the har zesim, they had a big bridge. It's not the biggest bridge in the world. The tremendous big bridge it was. Mamash from the har, from the base of Midosh up until the har zesim. And there are a two-story bridge going straight across. And on top of the bridge, they would take the paraduma. Who adin v'kevis soyu? They had a special bridge to carry out the seram shaleach. Why? Shai oisin kimin gesh, a type of a bridge. V'yolav v'yoherlecha mashaleach es asoyer. V'fnei hababloyim shayol toshim v'saroi. Because the people there used to pull out the hair of this person that's carrying the seram shaleach. As if to tell him v'yomrim, toil v'tzeh, get out of here ready. Shayol tishtoy avoneseinu. Like our Averima Sahir, Kozman, you don't get that Sahir and throw it off the cliff. So they used to like push the guy, go faster to get it over there. So there they shouldn't harm him, they used to have to make a special bridge. They used to walk on top of the air that nobody could touch him. When he used to walk the Sahir Mishtaleach to the Azazel. So they used to have a special bridge for him. So where did they get the money to build this bridge? Who had in Veloshan, Shebein Karnav? Who had in the string, the red ribbon that was around the Sahir Mishtaleach? The Yama Samayim, who had there was a mikvah, a flow of water, went through the Azorah, that they needed to be table there. If it broke and you had to fix it, where did they get the money to fix it? Who had then the Chaymas Ir, the wall around Yerushalayim, or Megiloser, the towers in Yerushalayim, the whole Tzarech Ir, anything the purpose of building Yerushalayim, Boyin Meshirei Halishcha, that this money did not come from the Trumas Halishcha, but from the Shirei Halishcha. But you had before, first you take the three buckets to make the Trumas Halishcha, and the leftover money, that's called the Shirei Halishcha. That doesn't have so much Kedusha like the Trumas Halishcha, so that you could use to buy Tzarchei Ha'ir, or else the Tzarchei, the bridges here, and the Lashon you put around the Seir Mishaleich. That came from the Shirayim of the Lishcha. Yeah. Abishur said, Keves Parah. This bridge they used to build to carry out the double bridge, to carry out the paraduma, Kahanim Gedolim Oisim Mishalatzman. The Kahanim Gedolim used to pay for it themselves. With their own money, used to pay to build this bridge. And it's brought down that every Kohen Gadol used to have his own new bridge. They used to build a new one for him. And he built it with his own money. Moiseh Shirei Lishcha. What did they do with the leftover money from the Lishcha? It's even after they bought these things, Tzarchei Yerushalayim, what did they do with the leftover money? Yeah. So after they fixed out, they used up the money for Yerushalayim, they still had money left over. What was done with the leftover money in the Lishcha? Ma hoyu oisin ben. Hey, the Bezdin, the Hegdish had a lot of money. Is Leuchen, one man the Yomis says, they went to business. Leuchen ben Yenus, they used to buy wine, shimonim oil, vislosos and flour. The hasochar lehegdish. And the gaining the money they gained from it went to Hegdish. They used to buy these and have them in stock. Whoever came to the Beis Hamikdash to buy kabonis, who wanted to make a mincha, they would buy it off the Hegdish, and Hegdish would make money on it. So they made more money out of it. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says, you have a kivurai mano, ein mistakrin v'shel Hegdish. You can't gain money, you're not allowed to make money with Hegdish sticker money. Af loy mishel aniyim.
Even stocker money, even money belonging to the aniyim, you cannot do business with.
The Hegdish to do business. Like he says, ein mistakrin v'shel Hegdish, shein aniyim v'mokam ashirish. Uginayu l'Hegdish. It's a gnai for Hegdish that they have to do business. Because the Hegdish is supposed to be like the Ashurim, the rich people at the king's palace, so you don't do business there in the king's palace. It's a gnai to do business in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, so he doesn't say what you do with the leftover money of the Lishra. Fight the Moisar HaTruma. What do we do with the leftover money of the Truma to Lishra? Like I said, we took out these three baskets full on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and let's say they didn't use it up by the time it came for Shavuos, and he took another three baskets. So what did they do with the leftover money in the first Trumas Halishcha? What do you do with the leftover money in the baskets if you don't need it for the Korban Tzibur? Moisra Truma, Mahayu Oisin, Bo. Rekuya Zoy Tzipoy LeBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Used to buy gold and knock it down to make nice in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yishmael Leiner, Moisra Peris.
In other words, like Rabbi Yishmael said before, that you take the money from the Shira Halishcha and you buy the flour and the oil and you sell it. Now the money you gained, what do you do with the money that we gained? Is we buy it l'kei tamizbeach. We use it to buy karbonis, to buy a carbon eila for the mizbeach when it's empty.
To put on the mizbeach. Kishem mizbeach bottle mevi'im memoilus. Or this money they used to buy oilus with it. Kemoish derech bnei yadim lahalus mina mesika l'shulchan. The gemasu dosan kachachas gom lovi chayve sayayim mevi'im oilus. After they finished bringing all the karbonis of the chayve sayayim, they used to start bring presents on the mizbeach a carbon eila. So the Shmuel holds that first, with the leftover money, they used to buy these peiros, used to buy the wine, the oil, and the flour. And they had a leftover, or maybe not the leftover, maybe even the money, maybe the nazik, or even the money they make with it. Or they sold it, and they got money. What do they do with the money now? With the money, they brought more kavanis to bring the keitz hamizbeach, to bring from Atono a present on the mizbeach. Maisa truma, what do you do with the leftover money in the truma talishka, in these three baskets? Leftover money, l'kli sharis. That money they used to do to buy a kli sharis with it. Rabbi Akiva Weimer, Moise Truma l'ketz ha-mizbeach. No, the leftover money from the truma, from the baskets you use to buy a korban oila, to put on the mizbeach. Moise nesochim, let's say people were not have money for nesochim to bring the yayin or to bring a mincha. If you have leftover money, l'kli sharis. Leftover money went for kli sharis. Rabbi Chanina Skanakane Weimer. Moist in the sochen, leftover money that you have set aside for a mincha for the yayin, ketzam mizbeach. Leftover money there goes for the ketzam mizbeach to bring kavanos when the mizbeach is empty. Moist the ratruma, the leftover money in the truma halishcha, if they did not need it for the kavanos, they had enough. What did they do with leftover money? Le klisharis, they bought klisharis with it. Zev zeloi hoyim moitim aperis.
In other words, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina Skanakanim were not moitim to Rabbi Shmuel about the peris. Like they said before, they hold you're not allowed to sell these things in the base of Mikdash. You can't do business for the Mikdash.
So the Gemara, Keves Pora, says what used to have a special bridge to carry to take the Paraduma from the Mizbeach, from the base of Mikdash to the Arazaitin. You have Yishmael, Rav Nachman, B'Shem Rav Yonasan, Gimel L'Shem Hashem. It's not going to that, now it's going to the next part of the Mishnah. It said what the Loshon Tzozoris. They used to have a red string that used to put upon the Seyer Meshtaleach. There was a red string put upon the paraduma. So the Gemara says now there were gimel l'shoyne saying there were three red strings that were used. Shel soya, one was used for the seir mishtalech that was sent away in Yom Kippur. That was sela. That was weighed a sela. That's how much that one weighed. So he says, Korban Eidah, shel soya mishtalech. The boy of Chalukah had it divided in half, because it's nine biyuma. Ma yoysin chetziv kosher b'sela, v'chetziv kosher b'karnav. Half was tied onto a sela, onto a stone, and half was tied on to the horns of it. The thing called a mishkala seller. Therefore, you had to have enough red wool that weighed a seller. Shel mitzera. What about the korban mitzera? He also had to have a red string there. The shekel. You didn't have to divide it in half. So there was enough to have a smaller amount, only a shekel worth of the red string. Shel pora. What about the red string we used to put into the shreif as paraduma? B'shtei shloim. That had to be twice as much. B'shtei shloim. He says, why the shapura? The boy kovid had to be heavy. Leap of the teich sreifa sapura, who was used to throw it into the burning of the pura. Boy mishkol shnei sloyim, he wanted to sink in there, so it had to be weighed shnei sloyim. Rabbi Chunyan de Bas Chavorin. Rabbi Chunyan came from this place, Bas Chavorin. He says, Rabbi Bo Bazavda b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta. That shapura. How much did it weigh? The red string they used for the pura duma? A little bit more, not tam shnei sloyim, but shnei sloyim amachta. The istamafki, some says like this, lishna be asar mezuzi. Asar mezuzi, that's also 2.5 sloyim. That's how much it used to weigh. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Talmid Yechachomim, ha-malam demes ha-kahanim, hilcha shchita. What happened to the people that used to teach the kahanim hilcha shchita? Yeah, Talmid Yechachomim coming into the Beis Hamikdash to teach the kahanim hilcha shchita. Hilchas Kabbalah, how to, the current you know, how to do the Kabbalah Saddam, Hilchas Zrika, you had to have Malamdin there to teach them how to do the Zrika Saddam. Where did they get paid from? You had to hire a teacher. Where did we pay them from? Neutlin Schor Mitruma Talishcha. They could also take the money from the Truma Talishcha. And since this was a tzorah for the Korban Tzibur, you were teaching them halachis, how to do the Korban Tzibur, they also had a right to take the money from the Truma Talishcha. What about Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Radifom B'Shem Rabbi Imi Mevakrei Mumin? What about the people that used to check out the karbonis to make sure there's no mum in the korban? Mumei Kadoshim is Neitlan Schar Mitrumas Alishcha. they also took the money from the Truma Talishcha, because that's also called Tzarech Korban Tzibur. Rabbi Yacha, Rabbi Tamchon Barchia, B'Shem Reb Simloi, Magi Sefer Ezra. The people of Magia checked over the Svarim in the Beis Hamikdash. Where did they get paid from? Neitlan Svarim at Truma Talishcha. They also got paid from the Truma Talishcha. Gido ben Binyamin B'Shem Reb Asiya, Shnei Daini Gizelas. Those were special two Dayanim that also had to be there. Sheb Yushlayim. Two Dayanim always had to be in Yushlayim at all times. Where did they get paid from, those judges? There's also Neitlan Svarim at Truma Talishcha. They also got paid from the Truma Talishcha. It's also called Tzorchi Rabbim. Shmuel Omar, Noshim Orgas Paproiches. The women that used to weave to make the Paroiches is also Neutlan Tzchar Mitrumas Alishcha. They were also paid from Mitrumas Alishcha. Rabbi Chune Omar, Mitrumas Bedek Abayis. No, they didn't get the money from Mitrumas Alishcha, rather from the money set aside of building Bedek Abayis, taking care of the Beis Hamikdash. Because the Paroiches, that's called Tzorchei Bedek Abayis. Ma Pligi, what's the Machlaikis? Shmuel Ovid like a Korban. Shmuel says the Paroiches is doing to the Korban. So therefore, it's called from the Truma Talishcha. And Yafuna Abad like Kibinyan. Funa says, no, it's coming to the Binyan of the Beis Hamikdash, which only comes from the money set aside for the Bedek Abayis. Amr Rebbe Chizkiya, Ta'atana Rebbe Yehuda, Gidgoda, Kitaris, the Kitaris, V'chol Kabonas Atzibar, Boi Mitruma Talishcha. The Kitaris also came from the Truma Talishcha. Mizbeach Azov, where did they get the money to build the Mizbeach Azov? V'chol Klisharis, Boye mi moisa nesachim. It came from the leftover money of the nesachim. Mizbeach oila. Where did they get the money to build the mizbeach oila? V'heichol v'azaris. Boye mishuri halishcha. That came from the money left over in the lishcha after they took the trumas halishcha. Chutz li azarois. Chutz li azarois. Komashu chutz li azarois. Ezra Yisrael. Has anything outside Ezra Yisrael? That came from the money that was set aside for the Bedek Abayis.
Right. Stop here.